need to get scared, I promise, Jean.
There we go. I think that's going to work this time. Yeah, what do you know? Okay. What do you call those things that on a barrel that run around?
Hook.
Okay. And what do you call that thing that you put in the top of the bottle to keep the stuff from spilling out?
Stopper.
Okay. Anything else you put in?
No.
What's a stopper made out of usually?
Cork.
Anything else? Can it be made out of anything else?
Well, I've seen some white plastic corks. We still call them cork or stopper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a little musical instrument that children play like this?
French harp.
Okay. And another little musical instrument that you...
Juice harp.
Okay. And you pound a nail in with...
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that piece of wood that goes between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, you have to back him in between the
shafts.
Okay. On a wagon wheel, on the inside you got the hub, and then the spokes go out. And the outside, what do you call that?
The rim.
Okay. Is that metal or wood?
It's metal. Okay. Both.
Uh-huh.
It has a, sometimes, and then there has a metal thing on there to wear well, you know.
I see. Okay. But you call it all the rim?
Yeah, rim.
Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, the traces come back and fasten on this bar of wood.
Tongue.
This one is like, you just have one horse. And this bar of wood, like, here's the wagon, here's the horse, the bar of wood goes this way between the...
Single tree.
Okay, okay. What if you have two horses and you have a single tree behind each one and then another bar of wood behind them? What do you call that bigger one?
It's still a single tree.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy had, he was picking up some wood someplace and loading up his wagon, you know, and carrying it someplace and dumping it and going back and getting some more and carrying it someplace and dumping it and going back and getting some more, what would you say he was doing with that wood?
Stacking it.
Okay, okay.
Or racking it. Sometimes they'll say, well, I got to rack that wood up so it'll won't be scattered, you know.
Okay.
But you know, they usually put it in cords.
Yeah.
They'd stack a cord and then they'll start another stack.
Uh-huh. How much is a cord?
Oh, mercy, I don't know. I did know. I really don't know. It has a dimension, you know, so high and so long.
Yeah, yeah.
So wide. The posts long ways, I mean the pieces, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
But I really don't know.
We got a half a cord of wood one time that just looked like a lot of wood to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When a man brings you some wood, you'd say, well, he's going to have to do what to the wood to get it?
Saw it up, make it in chunks.
Okay. Okay. Suppose that a tree fell down across the road and you were going to have to get it out of the way so you could get by. So you might attach a big chain to the tree and pull on the chain and do what? To get out of the road.
I guess you'd just say, well, you got to move it or...
Okay. Let's see. After you have plowed, a lot of times they go back and break up the ground finer, you know, after it's been plowed.
Disc it.
Okay. Is there another name for that besides just disc? A disc?
Harrow.
Okay. On a car, on a wagon, either one, there's a bar that runs underneath it that the wheels fit onto. What do you call it?
Axle.
Okay.